Every time there is a dispute about logging in the Pacific Northwest, most of the news media tell a simple story filled with stereotypes. On one side, there are environmentalists who care only about fish and birds. And on the other side, there are loggers who care only about jobs. In real life, though, it's not that simple. And that's one reason that the new novel, Damnation Spring, is so valuable. Damnation Spring is a page-turner, filled with suspense and drama. But it also paints a rare, complex picture of the people who live and work in our logging communities. The novel takes place on California's Redwood Coast, just south of the Oregon border. The main characters are a white couple named Rich and Colleen. Rich is a logger who works for a big non-union company. Colleen is a midwife who helps local women give birth. Both come from families that have lived in that small community for many generations. And neither of them has ever been more than 100 miles from home. But against their will, rapid changes are coming that threaten their livelihood, their health, their bonds with friends and neighbors, and even their marriage. Jobs are disappearing as corporate speculators from outside the area profit from clear-cutting and then take the money and run. In their wake, they leave huge mudslides and streams that, with less shade and more silt, are too warm to support salmon anymore. At the same time, women like Colleen and the expectant mothers she helps are noticing an alarming increase in miscarriages. They also are starting to question why their bees are dying and their hens are giving birth to deformed chicks. A member of the Yurok tribe who is testing local water sources for contamination by herbicides has answers. But if people like Rich and Colleen let themselves listen to the evidence, that could jeopardize the few logging paychecks that are left. The author of Damnation Spring, Ash Davidson, was born in Redwoods Country, the daughter of a carpenter and a school teacher. She does a masterful job of showing that logging families are actually the first ones impacted by corporate disregard for environmental protection and worker safety. They pay the price every day with chronic pain, broken bones, and too often their lives. And it is their drinking water, their recreation spots, their quality of life that suffers first. Davidson is also just a good storyteller. She captures the constant banter among the men that allows them to relate to each other without showing too much of their feelings. She shows how fragile the threads of trust can be between married partners, and she lets everyone have their say. In one scene, eco-protesters chain themselves to a barricade across a logging road in hopes of saving some of the only remaining old-growth redwoods. They tell the loggers who come to move them out of the way that once the big trees are clear-cut, there will be no more work. You're only hurting yourselves, one shouts. You think the company gives a damn about you? You're working yourselves out of a job. A Yurok elder, testifying at a hearing about logging permits, tells the mostly white audience, "We have lived right here, along this river, for 100 generations, and we're still here. When the salmon and deer and clean water are all gone," he asks, "what will you eat then? Money?" And Rich, the logger, testifying at the same hearing, explains that families like his are left with the worst of all worlds. "You won't find a guy that loves the woods more than a logger," he says. "We hunt, we fish, we camp out. This is home. We know how to feed our families," he says. "All we're asking is you let us do that." Environmentalists, loggers, indigenous tribes, they're all harmed by the same big money interests. And they could fight back if only they could join forces. Damnation Spring shows how hard that would be to accomplish, but also how important.